The Angels do not have Mike Trout against the A's on Monday due to a stiff neck, but starting pitcher Andrew Heaney would do most of the heavy lifting.
Swing and a miss. Down goes Semien. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. Andrew Heaney comes out here and strikes out the side.
Here's the pitch on Cole Calhoun. That's lined into right field. That's going to drop in with two outs. It's 1-0. Lifts this one in the air into left field. Going back on it is Davis. Still going back, still going back, still going back. Can't make the catch. It's now 2-1. So the batter now is Ben Revere. That's lined into right field, and that's going to roll on out near Joyce. Headed for third base, and getting there will be Maldonado. Throw to second, gets away. Now Maldonado is going to break for the plate, and he will score. Blake Parker will take over for the Angels. Got him. Slams the door shut.
Blake Parker records the save, and the Angels beat the Athletics 3-1. Andrew Heaney allows one run over six innings and strikes out a career-high 10 batters. He wins his first big league game since 2015 and brings the A's three-game win streak to an end. Andrew Heaney provides one of the best starts of his young career, and he helps the Angels pull to within a game of the second American League wildcard slot. Here's the manager, Mike Socia.
You know, with Andrew, I don't know if we're waiting for a breakout performance, but this is in line with what his talent says he can do. And tonight he did a great job of keeping those guys off balance. One thing about the A's, if you miss spots, they're going to hit the ball a long way. They hit the ball out of the park. And their catcher got a hold of one. But outside of that, he made pitches. Got out of a jam in the second and then the fifth. And I think his game plan was great. He and Maldi worked great. Use his breaking ball, use his changeup, use his fastball on both sides of the plate. And that's what Andrew can do, so it's good for us to see it. I don't see anything different at all from Blake, whether he was pitching in the seventh, eighth, ninth inning for us. I think he's going to take the ball and just go after hitters. So right now he's gotten a couple in the back end and done a great job for us. And we're going to need, we need all those guys who are throwing the ball well. We got Yo, we got you got Bedrock and Keenan, now Woods down there and Bud. We're going to need all these guys to continue to do what they've been doing, and it's going to be important as last month.
It's been a long road back for Andrew Heaney, but he finally breaks back into the win column with his six strong innings on Monday. He allows just one run on two hits.
I kind of said it last week. It's like this game's hard. You got to keep working and doing all the little things and working on improving what you're not doing well. And I think I'm starting to figure that out. And I just want to roll with it. I want to take this and move on.
So what were those little things you were kind of really trying to improve on between each of these starts?
I got to be able to throw my slider more often, definitely for strikes. I got to get guys thinking about something other than a fastball and a changeup. I got to keep them honest. I got to work the ball in and out. And, I maybe wasn't in the strike zone as much, had a few more walks, but I think that was actually a product of not wanting to make mistakes over the middle, and so I can take that, especially when I've got three pitches going that I know I can get outs with.
And Charles Nagy talked a lot about your breaking ball, and that's something you're really trying to incorporate and use more during the game. How does that feel tonight?
Felt great. Felt really good. Felt pretty confident pretty much every time I wanted to throw it for a strike early in the count, I could. And when I wanted to throw it late in the count, I knew I wasn't gonna make a mistake with it. I was able to, keep it on the glove side, keep it down in the dirt. So I felt really good about that.
Heaney's battery mate Martin Maldonado has a big night at the plate. The catcher goes 3-for-3 with two runs scored.
We go out there and compete. We go out there. Our pitching staff did a pretty good job holding the game. Throwing strike.
And speaking of the pitching staff, Andrew Heaney set the tone early, striking out the side, then threw a career-high 10 strikeouts tonight. What did you see him do on the mound?
I was missing pitches, throwing everything for strike, fastball, changeup, and the slider. He was keep those hitters off balance, throwing strike.
And what a game for you. 3-for-3, and then showing off those wheels, scoring two runs. What was the key to getting to Cassette earlier tonight?
Be aggressive, stay out there, every pitch and compete and get my pitch and put a good swing on it.
The Angels get back to work against the A's on Tuesday when rookie Troy Scribner makes the start.